Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and team history, that is, especially those wearing the jerseys and the jersey numbers, as we like to refer to the players and the great things they did on a day-to-day basis on our Daily Digits segment on this sports break. Our uniform numbers we'll be talking about today are the numbers 11, 10, 20, 24, and number 6. Got some interesting numbers there. Let's see who made them famous for this day of June 29th, 1897. An early professional baseball team called the Chicago Colts set an MLB record for the most runs scored in a game by one team as they steamrolled the Louisville Colonels 36-7 at the Westside Grounds in Chicago. Now, in case you're wondering, the record of 36 still stands for one team to this day in one game. You know, that's 125 years, if my math does me right. And the highest combined score in a game for both teams is 49 runs scored on August 25th, 1922, when the Chicago Cubs defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 26-23. So some great big offensive explosions there in those games. June 29th, 1947, the New York Yankees started a 19-game winning streak when they knocked off the Washington Senators on that day. 3-1 was the score. 19 games in a row. That is unbelievable in Major League Baseball at any era. That's pretty good. Next, we flip the pages to June 29th, 1950. Striker forward number 11, Joe Gaitchens, helped lead the U.S. men's soccer team to a monumental upset win over England 1-0 in FIFA World Cup group match at Belo Horizonte, Brazil. The next time the USA would defeat Great Britain in a game of soccer in the FIFA would be in 1994. So 44 years went by between those two teams with the USA winning. That's how dominant Great Britain is in the sport. Now, June 29th, 1958, another FIFA World Cup final at Råsunda Stadium in Stockholm, Sweden. It was Vava in the number 20 jersey and Pelé donning his number 10, each scoring two goals as Brazil handled Sweden 5-2 to win the FIFA Cup. It was a dominating lineup for Brazil, especially with those two stars. At 17 years and 249 days, Pelé remains the youngest player to have ever played in a World Cup final game. 17-year-old scoring two goals in the biggest match of every 4 years. Pretty good one in Pelé. June 29, 1961, when you have a hot bat, you are the man. And San Francisco outfielder Willie Mays, wearing his number 24 jersey that he made so famous, became the fourth player in MLB history with three or more home runs twice in one season with a 10th inning blast and a Giants 8-7 win over the Phillies in Philadelphia. Pretty well timed on that one. June 29, 1969, they knew something was coming. So on Billy Williams Day at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs outfielder wearing number 26, Billy Williams, ended up passing a guy that wore number 6, Stan Musial, in the National League for record for the most consecutive MLB games played. He had 896 to Billy Williams on that day as Chicago swept the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 and 12-1 in a twin bill. So some great baseball, some great soccer, some great sports on this sports break. We're glad you joined us here. Hope you'll join us each and every day for a little break away from everything to hear about the great players in team sports and some of the exciting things with jerseys and jersey numbers. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. I look for more great sports history on the Sports History Network, on jerseydispatch.com, and on pigskindispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.